And the winner was Esperanza Spalding.
I take this honor to heart so sincerely, and I'll do my damnedest to make a whole lot of great music for all of you. It's such a blessing and an honor. God bless.
Thank okay, you. Maybe pop's Justin Bieber and hip-hop's Drake split the vote, but maybe Grammy voters decided to actually give the most talented new artist to the person who actually is. Either way, when 26-year-old jazz singer and bass player Esperanza Spalding won Sunday night, Beliebers, rabid Bieber fans, hacked her website and changed her name to Justin. Although backstage, the two artists complimented each other on their hair, hers in a trademark afro.
I like your hair.
I like you. Everybody likes your hair.
Your hair is so cool, though.
Thank you. It's from Justin Bieber likes my hair. Thank you.
Sunday night, Esperanza Spalding became the fifth most tweeted person in the world, often the tweet reading, "Who is Esperanza Spalding?" Well, the jazz world already knows. She's performed at the White House and for President Obama's Nobel Prize ceremony. This is from her latest CD, Chamber Music Society.
Wild is the wind.
Esperanza Spalding is also a graduate of Boston's Berklee College of Music, and at 20, became one of the school's youngest faculty members. We spoke to her a year later, when she just released her 2006 debut CD, Junjo. We asked her first, how tall are you?
About 5'4". I like to give myself a couple extra inches sometimes.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
I'm actually only 5'4".
You are tiny.
Yeah.
So first, I just want to ask you about the physicality of playing the bass, mm-hmm. because you've even said in interviews, I mean, look how small your hands are.
Yeah, they're pretty small.
So was it when you first, you literally picked it up in the band room in high school?
Yeah, I just, you know, I was kind of bored in school. So I used to frolic around the halls freely. And one day when I wasn't being in a class I was supposed to be in, I walked into the band room and just started fiddling around. And it was fun on one level, but actually that same day I got this huge blister, you know, on my finger. And that should have, you know, warned me of what was in store, but I just couldn't stop.
Well, what was in store? Because, again, just staying with the physicality, you know, when you watch a bass player, they're almost, how would you describe it? Almost a dance with the bass.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, I don't know how many pounds of force that it requires to make a note, but it's definitely a lot, you know. And to just do that purely from, you know, your muscles against your spine, I guess, or from your feet, it'd be kind of hard on your body. So you find ways to kind of use gravity up through your body and use the momentum of your arms moving and your hand moving. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it is kind of like a dance. You kind of flow around and move your body to the place it needs to be to get the note. And that's, especially for someone my size, I have to do that. Otherwise, you know, probably in 5 years, I'd have arthritis everywhere, you know.
Well, that's the physical aspect, but you've been getting a lot of praise for the sound that comes out. On this CD, it's a classic sound, a piano trio. Two Cuban musicians are playing with you, Arawan Ortiz on piano, Francisco Mela on drums. And you pick up on that Afro-Cuban sound. Here's a song that you wrote with drummer Francisco Mela. This is Paracela. I'm wondering, too, Esperanza, you were homeschooled as a young girl on the West Coast?
Yeah.
Where's
in
that?
In Oregon.
In Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, left high school to go almost penniless to study here at Berklee School of Music in Boston. And then winter hit. And there you are trying to get your bass through the snowy streets of New England. No money. I mean, what kept you going?
You know, to be honest, I don't know. But I come from a family of, we're very adamant and very stubborn. And so when we put our mind to something, like, it's going to happen on some level or another. It's going to happen. And music was just, it made me happy. It was a thing to do. I had no concept of being a professional musician. Like, I couldn't even imagine that.
Much less a professor.
Oh, yeah. You know, so I came here and I just wanted to play and, you know, interact with people and just do my thing like I'd always been doing. And when it got to be that difficult, I was asking myself, why am I here, you know? Like, why did they ask me to come here? And, you know, it's the world works in mysterious ways, because almost at the same time I ended up, you know, getting some work with Patty Austin. And that was like an incentive. Like, oh, okay, here's what this world has to offer, the world of being a professional musician. Through that, I saw these audiences. I said, okay, I see how it is. So all she does is sing. All she does is do music. And she's always creating it, and people come to see her. And that's how it works, you know. I really had no concept of this, you know. I mean, it sounds kind of silly, but, you know, and the more I was at Berklee, the more I started meeting these professional musicians. And, of course, at Berklee, like, everyone comes through at some point. You may not play with them, but you get to see them and you get to hear them. And so that inspired me.
Oh, I see how it works. She sings and people come to listen. And now you play and sing as well. You know, did it ever occur to you that you couldn't do that? People say that's very hard.
It feels natural to me. I like to do it. When I'm practicing, I sing. It comes out. I used to learn tunes that way. I used to go over to my friend's house, Dan Gaynor. He was a wonderful piano player in Portland. And he'd teach me tunes. I couldn't really read charts, and we'd have all these gigs. And so the only way I could really learn the tunes, I'd go over his house on the weekend, and we'd sit there for like 5 hours, and he'd just teach me all these tunes by ear. And it's much easier. I don't know if people realize this, but a lot of older musicians say this too. It's much easier to remember the tune if you know the lyrics, if you know the melody. So I'd learn the song, and I'd be singing it along with him, you know, playing the bass notes. Oh, this is the turnaround. Okay. And then he said, you know, you actually have a pretty good voice, like, for this. You should have a trio, and we can get, you know, paid as a quartet, go out and work, and it's just the three of us. And it was a great idea. And we started, you know, it worked. It was beautiful. So we started doing that.
Well, then you also decided to sing in Spanish and Portuguese. Let's listen to one of the tunes, Cantora.
Cantora de Yala.
Alegre como porras, doña Santa. El manantial de sus coplas va por sendero viejo. El manantial de sus coplas va despenando su soledad.
Esperanza Spalding, tell us about, you know, the walking bass line, you know, that idea that you're like a praying mantis of music, you know, going up. I just came up with that. But, you know,
That's pretty good.
But tell us about that, with that thing that's so specific to the bass.
Ooh. Walking is a really good way, it's a really good analogy. I was just thinking about this the other day. I was in Montreal with Joe Lovano, and I was walking around the city.
This is a terrific musician in his own right, and Berklee
yes,
professor.
Yes, oh, phenomenal, yeah. Phenomenal. And I was watching how people walk and their inconsistencies and their consistencies and how they sway, how they move. And the bass is kind of, it's the same function. It serves the same role in a band. It carries you around. It has this consistent pattern that you depend on. You know your feet are going to fall into this way. And it's like, not to sound like a jerk, but it's like the band is like everything that you're walking through, everything that you're walking on. You know, you need each other to have a significance, you know. And in the band, especially with drums, it's like working together, you propel the band forward. It's like a car and a motor, you know. And so it's just a trip. Like now I practice when I walk too, because I think about like, you know, having a more relaxed walk, but still being consistent and still having like a good forward motion. Or if I'm walking fast, like not getting too excited and like tensing up and just like being able to flow and walk fast. And it's the same motion. You think about what you're trying to get to, and you find the right means to get there, you know?